Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. It's been 9 years since the Headwaters Fund was established, and in that time, the fund has pumped some $16 million back into the local economy in the form of loans and grants and gap financing to local businesses and nonprofits. Supervisor Mark Lovelace spoke about how the fund came into being, as well as the main ways the fund affects the local community.
They developed three different ways that the money was going to be invested back into the community. One was through a revolving loan fund, and that's administered both by the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and the Arcata Economic Development Corporation. The Community Investment Fund, which is for larger infrastructure projects for the community, and the Grant Fund.
The Headwaters Fund provides money for infrastructure projects, the support of local industry clusters, and has offered matching funds for an airline who wants to come in and provide air service from the county airport. Lovelace also pointed out that it's not an unaccountable bank account for supervisors' private projects.
It was made very strict to prevent it from being used as a political slush fund, to make sure that the Board of Supervisors cannot say, oh, I want some money for this project, let's go grab it out of the Headwaters Fund. All of the projects that are funded through the Headwaters Fund have to come through the Headwaters Fund Board. If they are not approved by the Headwaters Fund Board, they do not come forward to the Board of Supervisors for consideration.
The fund began with just over $18 million and currently stands at just over $17 million. The Fortuna Police Department is scheduled to receive the California Law Enforcement Challenge Second Place Award tomorrow at the Fortuna City Hall Council Chamber. The CLEC, sponsored by the California Highway Patrol, is a competition between law enforcement agencies focused on maintaining the best traffic safety programs in the state. The program allows agencies to be recognized for their traffic safety accomplishments. The awards ceremony begins at 11 a.m. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of an assault with a firearm in the 10,000 block of Monterey Road in Redwood Valley. Deputies contacted the 27-year-old male victim, who said that he was with his girlfriend, 26-year-old Angela Hayden, at her house when they began to argue. The victim was inebriated and called a friend to pick him up from the residence. The victim and his friend were about to drive away when Hayden exited the house with a pistol and shot at their vehicle several times, striking the rear passenger window and a rear tire. The victim and his friend drove down the road and contacted law enforcement. Deputies made contact with Hayden and noticed spent cartridge casings in the driveway and a separate vehicle in the driveway with bullet holes. Hayden was arrested and booked into Mendocino County Jail on charges of attempted murder and discharging a firearm at an occupied vehicle. Congressman Jared Huffman, along with other Western lawmakers and both of California's senators, sent a letter to the Federal Sentencing Commission regarding penalties for those convicted of trespass marijuana grows on public lands. The Sentencing Commission is reviewing new guidelines under Huffman's Plant Act, which was passed in 2013 and which focuses on environmental degradation caused by the illegal grows. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of fire and smoke coming from a residence in the area of Oak and F Streets in Henderson Center. When firefighters arrived on scene, they found the lone resident outside in the backyard and removed the resident from the scene. The resident was then taken to the hospital for treatment of unspecified injuries. A second alarm was called due to the heavy fire and the threat to neighboring buildings. And off-duty and volunteer firefighters were called in to cover Eureka. On scene, fire crews initially worked to protect neighboring structures before attacking the main fire, which was extinguished in about 20 minutes. But the residence was a total loss, with damage estimated in excess of $200,000. The cause of the fire is under investigation. And the sheriff's office issued an alert to residents to be aware of fraud complaints in which the victim is asked to send money to a third party to assist a relative in legal trouble. The scammer poses as an attorney and asks for money to be wired through Western Union, while a second scam involves fake gas and electric bills being sent through email. You are reminded to use caution and to call authorities if you suspect you are the target of a scam. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.